For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Degenerate Derek Podcast. I'm your host, Derek. Wild card weekend is upon us. Finally, the season is over. That miserable, god-awful season that I had. I went 3-2 last weekend to finish up the year. I think I finished a few games below 500. I was at 40. I don't have my exact record in front of me. I know I picked 47%, which is just not going to get it done. Tough year. I grinded. I grinded all goddamn year, and I just could not. I couldn't get over the hump. Not going to run from it. Not going to make excuses. Just was not my year. It just wasn't. But we're going to put that behind us because we got the playoffs to focus on. And the playoffs are a whole different animal. And we're going to get into it. And if you're new to this podcast, welcome. I usually pick five games every week in the NFL season that I'm going to bet on, give out my five games. When we get to the playoffs, I pick every game. Last year, I had a great season, got to the playoffs, and I think I 30-40% last year. It was awful. Year before, same thing. Great season, got to the playoffs, fumbled the bag. This year, I had a terrible season. Awful. Picked like 47%, just brutal. Couldn't get over the hump at all. At one point, I finally got back to 500 in the season and then went like 0-5, 0-4, you know, just terrible weeks back to back to back. So hopefully I can get right in the playoffs. That would be nice. That would be nice. If I just totally fumbled the bag here in the playoffs, I don't know what to tell you. I've grinded all year, and I've just not had a good year. Hopefully that will change. I will be picking every single game in the playoffs. Obviously, a lot of big NFL news. Some of my thoughts on, let's go with Pete Carroll first. A little shocked just because I don't know what else they're going to put in place there. I mean, I think that's the thinking with a lot of things, like the Titans with Mike Vrabel. I think Vrabel, more than anything, kind of pushed his way out the door there because he just didn't want to be there anymore because, you know, you think back to that, like, A.J. Brown trade and stuff like that. It just seems like instead of paying anybody up in Tennessee, they'll just trade them the moment, you know, that they're a star. And Vrabel's just like, fuck this. Like, I'm done with this. I think he, you know, not that you want to lose your job and stuff like that, but I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for him. And then, obviously, the big one, Bill Belichick. I don't like the rumors that, you know, putting him with the Eagles. Like, that's insane. And I'm telling you, Bill, I love you. I love Belichick. I love him. You come to Philly, we're going to fuck you up. All right, pal? We're going to fuck you up. That'll be the time where I hate Bill Belichick. I don't give a fuck. Anybody goes to Philly, I fucking hate you. I don't care if it's Bill Belichick. Tom Brady could have went to Philly. I'd have fucking hated Tom Brady. I don't care who it is. Jesus could line up for the Eagles, and I'd be like, fuck you. Okay, that might be a little extreme, but you get the point. You understand what I'm saying. But I also hope that just doesn't happen. Not that Bill still has it, and he's clearly been exposed without Tom Brady, but, you know, do you want to see Belichick over on the other side on the Eagles where you got to play him twice a year? Fuck no, I don't want to see that. But then maybe you do because he's so old, so maybe it's just like this would be the time to take advantage. I don't know. It's just a sad day up in New England if you're a Patriots fan, which, you know, I'm not necessarily really a Patriots fan. I was a Belichick fan and a Brady fan, but, you know, obviously there. I hate that it came on the heels of Saban retiring too, because it's just like to see both of those guys out of the game is kind of wild. It is. Like, to not have Saban, now you don't have Belichick. Saban seems to be done. Is Belichick going to land somewhere? I don't know. It's just weird to have those guys not in football. So, big week in the NFL, but we got to move on from that. We got wild card weekend. We got the biggest weekend. Big, huge weekend for Cowboys. Big matchup against the Packers. Mike McCarthy taking on his old team. Cowboys favored by 7. I'm going to be absolutely distraught if we don't get out of this weekend. If we drop to the Packers, I don't know what I'll do. I really don't know what I'll do. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can take that. I don't know if I can handle a loss in Wild Card Weekend. I don't think I can. So Cowboys better figure it the fuck out. I really don't think I can take a loss up until, as sad as it is, at least the NFC title game. And that's pathetic. That I understand that is such a pathetic loser. Like, oh, you just want to get to the NFC title game. Really, honestly, at minimum, at this point, I would just like to see at least a minimal step of progress. At least go to the title game. Can we beat San Francisco? I don't know. But can we at least get there and play them? That would be nice. That would be nice. But we got to get past the Packers first. And God, they better get past the Packers. That's all I know. That's all I fucking know. I swear to God. Or if we don't, and then what if the Cowboys fire McCarthy and then we hire Belichick? That'd be fucking bananas. But, you know, let's just focus this weekend. Let's get the win, okay? I'm going to pick every single wild card game. Let's start with the Browns traveling to Houston. I know a super popular pick is the Cleveland Browns. Some people have them going to the Super Bowl. Some people believe in the Browns that much. And they have been a good football team. I think they lose this weekend in Houston. I think C.J. Stroud is that dude. He's that good. And I think he shocks the world this weekend and beats Cleveland, knocks them out right away. That's the first game of Wild Card Weekend tomorrow, 3:30 Central Time. I think C.J. Stroud and the Texans move on. I think they beat the Browns and knocked them out of the playoffs. That's my first pick. Texans plus 2.5 is my pick. I'm obviously sprinkling a little bit of them on the money line, but Texans plus 2.5, that's my first pick. Next game, Miami at Kansas City. This is one everybody's freaking out about because you got to have Peacock to be able to watch it. Dolphins are 4.5-point dogs on the road in Kansas City. The weather is supposed to be atrocious, just like it is up in Buffalo. Kansas City has, you know, they've been a head-scratcher all year. They are 11-6, which when you look at the record as a whole, you're like, wow, 11-6, like that's a pretty solid year. But anybody that's watched Kansas City, you know that team doesn't feel 11-6, if that makes sense. Now, they did win their division. They are hosting this game, which is obviously a huge advantage when you have a team like Miami coming in. Can they deal with the weather? I don't know. Like, I understand that they play in Miami, but this isn't guys' first team. You know what I mean? Like, these guys, when they played high school, college, you know what I mean? They played their whole life. And not all of them are from Miami. A lot of guys on that team have played in cold weather before. I've never really bought into the cold weather, whatever bullshit teams. Like, I just don't. I think that, you know, teams are teams, and they show up, and I don't know. I just don't take the weather into account as much as I think other people do, especially based on, oh, this team's from Miami. They're coming into Kansas City. They're not going to be able to deal with this. Bullshit. They're playing football. Like, that's what it is at the end of the day. Everybody on that field's fucking cold, all right? But who's the better team? I don't know, honestly, but I'm going Miami plus 4.5. I'm definitely taking the Dolphins plus 4.5. Kansas City just hasn't, you know, how do you put Kansas City to cover the 4.5? Like, they haven't shown anything in that game like that. So I'm going to go Dolphins plus 4.5. Those are my Saturday picks. Texans plus 2.5, Dolphins plus 4.5. I'm going dogs. For Sunday games, Steelers are the early game at noon, taking on the Bills. Steelers are 10-point dogs. I'm going to go Bills here. I know the weather's going to be really bad. I think Buffalo's going to kill them. I really do. I know the Steelers are riding high with sneaking into the playoffs, and, you know, they've had a 10-7 year. Mike Tomlin, just the man, just cannot. As bad as the Steelers have looked this year, Tomlin cannot have a losing season. That's a huge tip of the cap to him. That's amazing, honestly. The fact that the Steelers are 10-7. But I think they're going to run into a buzzsaw up in Buffalo. I think Buffalo beats the dog shit out of them. I think they cover the 10 easily. This isn't even a game. So I'm going to go Bills minus 10. Next game, Packers on the road at Dallas. It's a lot of points because it's 7, but I'm going Dallas. Obviously, I'm going Dallas. I don't even think I can stomach a close game in this one. like coming down. Like Dallas just needs to have this game in hand in the third quarter. Like this game needs to be over with. Dunzo. Moving on. All right. So I'm absolutely going Cowboys minus 7. So I went dogs on Saturday. And I'm going to go favorites on Sunday. And then Monday's games, you got Rams on the road taking on Detroit. That's going to be fun. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people picking the Rams this weekend. A lot of people are feeling the Rams. A lot of people think the Rams are going to make a run. I'm not so sure about that. It would be pretty funny if the Rams went into Detroit and beat Detroit after the year that Detroit's had. They're 12-5. I don't think Jared Goff or Dan Campbell are going to let that happen. I really don't. I'm going to go Detroit minus 3. I think they're going to take care of business against the Rams. I think they have a point to prove. Jared Goff, definitely. You think Jared Goff is going to let... I know Jared Goff isn't like, you know, the typical alpha male that you see, and I'm not even saying he is, but everybody's got a little bit of pride. Everybody's got a sense of fuck you, especially when a team has traded you, which the Rams did. Rams brought in Stafford, got rid of Goff. I think Goff is, you know, this is a chance for Goff to be like, fuck you. Now the Rams come in, and then they beat Detroit, and it's just going to make them – they already look like geniuses with the Goff trade because they ended up going and getting a Super Bowl, so it was all worth it in the end. But, oh, it'll just be rubbing salt in the wound if they then come in and knock off Detroit. I don't know if enough people are talking about that game and the implications. Probably because it's not till Monday. So, you know, you got other games you got to talk about all weekend. Because, again, this game – oh, no, this game is Sunday night. Sorry. There's only one game Monday. This game is Sunday night. I apologize. So that'll be fun. That'll be a good Sunday night game. And, again, I'm surprised it's not getting more attention because that's a fun storyline there. But I'm going to go Detroit minus 3. So on Sunday, I got all favorites. I think all favorites take it there. Saturday, dogs. Sunday's favorites. And then Monday, Philly on the road taking on Tampa. The sexy pick is Tampa plus 3. Philly's in turmoil, right? Like, they're awful. And I don't, you know, it's been funny to watch them implode. It really has. But again, this comes down to a pride thing. This comes down to a, I mean, this is a team that was, you know, in the Super Bowl. And now they're going to go down to Tampa and lose to Baker Mayfield, who's had a great year. But in the Bucs, I don't see it happening. I really don't. I'm going to take Philly in this game, minus 3. I think everybody's kind of on the Bucs. And, you know, when everybody gets on a side, I usually go the other way. So I'm going to go Philly minus 3. So those are my picks. So I got 2 dogs, and then I got 4 favorites this weekend. All right? Which is kind of crazy because I talked about at the beginning of the podcast, everybody goes favorites, and then I went 4 favorites and 2 dogs. Hey, at least I had 2 dogs, though. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Some people don't even have that many. I do feel like I do have too many favorites, though. I do. But I just can't. I can't find where I'm wrong. Like, I really can't. Like, I know people want to pick the Rams. I know they want to pick Tampa. I just don't think they're the right sides. I don't. Obviously, people want to pick the Pack. I'm not going to. Obviously, Cowboys. And I know 10 points is a lot up in Buffalo, but I think Vegas is right about this one. You know, most of the money is coming in on Pittsburgh, just like 10 points. The weather's supposed to be awful. I think Buffalo's going to roll in that game. I think Pittsburgh got lucky to sneak into the playoffs, and I think Buffalo's didn't get lucky. Like, there's nothing lucky about Buffalo's run that they've went on here, and they're going to show that. They're on a mission. Buffalo is on a mission. I don't know if they'll complete that mission. I don't know if they're good enough, but I will say they're motivated. And they're probably, arguably, outside of the Ravens, playing some of the best football in the league. I mean, you got to think Buffalo's probably the hottest team coming in, right? It's one of them. But those are my picks. Again, Texans, Dolphins, Bills, Dallas, and then Detroit and... Philly. Those are my picks for the weekend, all right? Good luck to you guys. Wild card weekend, huge weekend. The only game I really give a fuck about, to be honest with you, is the Cowboys. They better not lose. They better beat the shit out of Green Bay. Mike McCarthy better send a message to Lambeau. Say, hey, bud, you made a mistake getting rid of me. God, we better not lose. We better fucking not lose.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.